sometimes life just throws mean-ass curveballs our way, and we don't even see it coming. And if you are not healed, if your mindset isn't right, and you don't, in fact, you don't even know what your mindset is, you don't even know where it is, you're not going to be okay. You're not going to make it out. Because there's moments in your life where you're going to go through a dark cave, where you're going to have to figure out, how am I going to get out of here? Where you're going to have to find every single resource to make it out of there. There's going to be those moments. And if you freeze, how are you ever going to reach that next chapter?
Hey, amiga, welcome to the Fearless Mujer podcast. I'm Micaela, a mother, published author, speaker, storyteller at heart, and a Chicana who loves Jesus and her cafecito. I'm a mujer who believes that every heart is worth healing. It's why I pour into the mission of helping mujeres create strategies to life's hurdles and setbacks, because I believe that every setback is just a stepping stone to something greater. Trust me, I've lived it. And I also believe that every mujer has a story worth telling. It's why I teach and coach women to build and share their story through podcasting. So what is the Fearless Mujer? It's a space created for the girl who has ever felt rejected, alone, misunderstood, judged, and without a seat at the table. It's a space for the girl who is ready to renew her mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve her, and who's ready to step out of fear, stop caring what people think, and for the girl who's ready to fearlessly pursue the dreams God has put on her heart. So girl, I invite you to join me for real and raw conversations with mujeres who are no longer holding back. Grab your cafecito, hermosa, and let's do this.
Hermosa, welcome to this week's episode of the Fearless Mujer. So I'm going to make this episode a quick one because your girl is multitasking over here. I currently have an exfoliant mask on, one of my favorite exfoliants. It's a clean beauty brand. And girl, I am 40, so I got to look good. You know, when you are in your 40s, when you're in your mid-30s, you gotta make a little more effort on getting beautified. And so this is part of my self-care while I talk to you and get my skin glowing. But I want to talk about something. So I watched this movie, and it was called Damsel. And so I don't want to give the movie away, but I am going to be talking about it. So if you haven't watched it, and I kind of spoil it for you a little, sorry, girl. But here's why this movie was so, like, inspirational for me. Totally girl power movie and empowerment movie. But, okay, so Millie Bobby Brown was in this movie, which is the girl from Stranger Things. And this was more of a fantasy movie. So I'm going to kind of give you the short version. Even though I am a storyteller, I am not the best at explaining movies. Now, I've watched many movies. I love watching movies. So let me tell you why this movie was so inspiring to me. Because in this movie, okay, there is this girl that's a princess, and her kingdom, the people there are starving. And so she gets this proposal from this prince, and she's like, okay, I'm going to do this to help my people. And so it's a whole thing, right? And so then she gets married. She goes to this kingdom, and they're like, they have so many resources. I mean, they are wealthy beyond your imagination. Now, this kingdom happens to be on an island, and there is a creature there. So to make a very long story short, they actually give this princess to this creature. They throw her off this cliff. She falls into this humongous cave. And it turns out that they have been doing this for a while. Okay. You got to watch it. I don't want to spoil it. But they do this thing where they like kind of transfer blood. They like, you know, make kind of when you make a pact, like if you've ever seen that in a movie. And so the creature thinks that, you know, this princess is part of that kingdom. So it wants the daughters of that king. Because something happened with the creature. And so that was the deal that they made. All right. That's the short version. But here's what I want to share with you. She doesn't know what's happening. Okay. She falls into this cliff and she has no idea what she's doing, what's going on until she starts to notice that there are other crowns and jewelry. Before they threw her in there, they gave her this gold coin and she notices that there's a bunch of them. Okay. So then she realizes after this creature comes out, it wants to kill her. She realizes she literally says, "I am the sacrifice." Like she realized in that moment that all of it was her. She was supposed to go down there. Okay. So she's really scared. But in a moment, she is like kind of walking around and kind of trying to figure out where she's at and what's around there. And so she comes to this point where she sees a bunch of women's names, girls' names, all of the girls that had already been down there that died. And she's like, what? Like she's realizing that this has happened to other people, to other girls. And she finally understands, like, I have to get out of here. So she tries everything to get out of there. I mean, like, she is beat up and bleeding, and she does everything she can to get out of there. And there is a moment when she climbs up this wall of crystals. It's super, super high. She gets a little bit beat up doing that, like, you know, scraped and everything. But once she gets up there, she thinks that she has arrived and that she made it out. But when she gets there, this, I don't even know how many feet where she was at was, okay? But there was no way that she could escape there. And so what ends up happening is that she has to come back down. And she has to find another way to get out. So why am I even talking about this? You're probably like, what the heck, Micaela? You are doing a review of a movie. No, girl, I have a point to this, okay? Because it made me realize that so many times we become a victim in our own head and we are like a damsel in distress. There's danger and we don't even try to keep pushing through. We're just like, this is it, right? And this is why we stay stuck. This is why we don't continue to pursue the things we need to pursue. This is why we stay in our head, because we see what's happening externally. We see what's happening around and we're like, oh, this is it. There's no way for me to get out of here. And so this movie, look, even if you're not into dragons, and I just gave it away because the creature is a dragon, but even if you're not into dragons, fantasy movies, any of that, I recommend you just go watch it for the story itself. It's a great movie. This is my own opinion. I'm not getting paid to advertise for this movie, but in this movie, you see, you can resonate, okay? Because here's what ends up happening, okay? I mean, there's so much in between. I'm just kind of getting to the parts of the point that I want to make. So she actually has to go back. She has to go back and try to find another way out, which she does get out. But guess what happens? Because the king, the one that married her off, you know, they married their son to her and threw her in there. Because she escaped, because she does escape, but because she does, they now go capture her sister, her younger sister. And when she realizes that, she's like, hell to the no. I have to go get my sister. Okay. And that was originally what gave her the motivation and the drive to even try to get out, because she realized other women were here and other women died and didn't even make it out. Like, she has this moment where she has a vision of different women because she sees all of their names, and she has this drive to like get out of there because she's like, nobody made it out of here. I think maybe one other girl made it out of there. So when she realizes that her sister is now, they captured her, she's like, hell no, I got to go back for my sister. So she does the whole thing all over again. Now, here's what ends up happening, which is really interesting. She actually slays the dragon. Okay, she slays the dragon, but she has such a heart of compassion that she then heals the dragon with these special little creatures, okay, that actually have healing power. She heals the dragon. So there's this moment of like, this girl is a badass, okay, but she has the heart of compassion, which I thought was amazing. And so here is what I want to say. You have to look at your hard things like your dragon. You have to look at it like, I have to slay this. And now, you all know I am a woman of faith. So I think of David and Goliath, right? Goliath was a big old scary giant. And if you don't know the story, go Google it, YouTube it. And here was David before he was king. He was just this, I don't know, I just picture this skinny kid, right, who was a shepherd. And he slays Goliath because he has so much belief in himself that he's going to do it. But he also has faith in God, that God's not going to forsake him, right? And that's why I believe faith is important, because faith will totally switch your mindset and help you see yourself as the person you can be and for the more that you can be. So here's the thing, okay? You have to look at your hard things like, I got to slay this thing. Like, this thing is not going to hold me back, because here's what happens when we are used to thinking so negatively, when we are used to going down this spiral of negative self-talk, when we are so used to allowing our circumstances to control us and to have our emotions lead us in the moment because of what we're seeing, we never have the opportunity to truly rise up and say, you know what? I am afraid. I am scared. I feel like this is scary. I'm in danger. I feel like there's no way that I'm going to be okay, that I'm going to get out of this. This looks like a hot mess. Maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I don't know what it is for you. There is a dragon that you have to come face to face with. And you know what? Sometimes those dragons, okay, and I'm speaking metaphorically, but sometimes those dragons that we have to come face to face with are internal. The things that we have not yet began to work on. The things that we have not yet began to heal from. And let me tell you something, okay? God always sees more in you. Life is going to push you in a direction. When it's time for you to level up, when it's time for you to reach your next best version of who you're going to be, when it's time for you to be her. Remember, I was talking about be her. All right, I'm going to get to that in a second. But when it's time for you to be her, the woman who is meant to accomplish those big ass scary dreams, when it's time for that, let me tell you, life is going to push you and force you to actually unleash that person, that woman. And why am I saying this? Because I've seen it with clients and I've seen it in my own life. So sometimes those scary dragons are the things inside of you that you begin to notice that you're like, dang, guess what? I need to heal from this. I need to work on this, because a lot of times the way that you're reacting and the way that you are seeing things, right, and the way that you are navigating situations in life, your hurdles and your struggles, it is because of the way that you have been accustomed to thinking and seeing things and just reacting to things. And guess what? When you're reacting, there's no way that you're thinking clearly. So you have to have a moment when you have a talk with yourself and you begin to say like, hey, do I want to stay in this place where I'm all caught up in my feelings? Do I want to stay in this place where I'm feeling like a victim, where I'm feeling stuck? And a lot of times it's people that may tell you, hey, girl, that's not okay. Hey, girl, you're overreacting, right? A lot of times we don't want to hear that. When we're strong as women, we don't want to hear that. But this is why other people are important. Now, I talk about don't care what people think. Because when I say don't care what people think, don't worry about what people think, I'm talking about the people that maybe knew you in your past, the people that still throw your past in your face, the people that aren't in your inner circle, that aren't behind the scenes of your life, that aren't looking out for your best interest. They're just complete haters, okay? That's the people that I'm talking about. Who cares what people think? The people that are irrelevant, okay? The people that are there for you, the people that are behind the scenes of your life, the people that want the best for you, that actually celebrate you and encourage you, totally different, okay? So here's the thing. Sometimes the dragon is the internal things. The internal things that give you anxiety, the internal things that trigger you, the internal things that make you not want to look at yourself. And if you are going to reach that next version of you, you have to look at yourself. You have to slay those dragons. So here's the thing. Life sometimes doesn't feel good. Sometimes life just throws mean-ass curveballs our way. And we don't even see it coming. And if you are not healed, if your mindset isn't right, and you don't even know what your mindset is, you don't even know where it is, you're not going to be okay. You're not going to make it out. Because there's moments in your life where you're going to go through a dark cave, where you're going to have to figure out how am I going to get out of here, where you're going to have to find every single resource to make it out of there. There's going to be those moments. And if you freeze, how are you ever going to reach that next chapter? Because guess what? I aired an episode on growing pains. Before you get to the next version, to your higher version, to, you know, the next chapter, the next season, before you get there, girl, you are going to have some growing pains. And let me tell you, everybody wants to be empowered. We love that word. We love it so much. Everybody wants to be empowered because we're strong women. Okay? Look at who you're listening to. Look at what books you're reading. Look at who you like to hear what they're saying, right? Look at that. They're probably really strong-ass women, really opinionated, really bold, just say what they want to say and they don't care, right? Am I right? Because you want to be empowered, and you are, right? You want to be confident. And let me tell you, you are confident. You already are. If you can complain about something, I'm just going to be real with you right now, okay? If you can complain about something and just go on and complain nonstop, you're very confident. This is what I tell my clients. You just sat there, this literally, okay? You just sat there and told me everything you're struggling with and everything that's wrong with conviction and with so much confidence. You're not lacking confidence. Here's what happens. You magnify what's wrong. You magnify what you think you're lacking. You never magnify what's good. You never magnify your gifts. You never magnify what you're grateful for. And as long as you continue to do that, you're always going to feel like I need more confidence. And you're going to keep finding band-aids to feel confident, but never doing the work. That's the problem. And I'm not here to like be harsh. I know I sound harsh sometimes. I'm just saying, okay? So I want to encourage you and remind you today that you have to look at these things, the things that you know you need to work on. Okay? Because you can't get to your next version. You can't level up. You can't do any of that if you have not worked and healed the things you have to heal. Your wounds are going to come stab you and sabotage you and leave you stuck. Your unhealed wounds. That's what's going to happen. And you're not going to be able to show up in your fullest, most beautiful, badass self. I need you to go watch this movie because I promise you it's going to inspire you. Because this is what you have to remember. Don't get mad at people. Don't get mad because they're talking about who you used to be. Don't get mad because they bring up your mistakes and your past. Don't get mad at, you know, and blame others. That's being a victim. Look at things for what they are. Listen, I'm not perfect. I am still working on me. I'm healing. I'm evolving, right? This is not who I'm going to be in 5 years, right? I am still have a lot to grow through. I'm learning, okay? Because when you grew up in childhood dysfunction and trauma and you come from a broken home and you've gone through a lot of stuff, you have to unlearn a lot of things. And I feel that even as adults, we never stop learning. No way. And it's okay. This is also why I advocate for making space for you. Because when you make space for you, you pour into yourself. You love on yourself. You need that. Some of us didn't get the love we needed as little girls. You got to love the little girl inside of you because sometimes it's that unhealed little girl that's actually your dragon, that's actually triggering you, that's actually sabotaging every opportunity and every good thing that may come your way. And then you sit there wondering what happened. So instead of getting mad because of what they said, get mad at those dragons. Get mad and get up and slay it. How do you slay it? Don't be a damsel in distress. That you smell danger, that you feel fear, and you're like, oh, I'm just going to sit here and cry about it. Cry about it. Let it out. When you need to cry, when you feel that, cry. Your body's trying to self-regulate. Okay, it's good to cry. I always feel that crying is like your spirit's trying to go through a cleansing moment. Your soul needs that, okay? But here's the thing. What is your dragon? What is the thing that you need to slay? Is it your anger? Is it that you say you're going to do stuff and then you don't do it? Is it that you haven't forgiven people that hurt you? Is it that you are having this conflict with like, I want to start a business, but I'm afraid? Then fear is your dragon. What do you need to slay in order to be her? Now, if you are new here, I was going to launch this whole coaching program called Be Her. Be Her is an acronym, bold, empowered, healed, equipped, renewed. That's what it is. All right. I bring this into my coaching. Okay. What I'm working on right now, I'm working on a course and I will tell you more as I get closer to finishing it. This course is going to be a way for you to basically get coached on your own time. It's going to be self-paced and it's really going to help you tap into those parts of you that maybe are hard. It's going to help you go through a moment of self-discovery and transformation where you learn to make space and begin to dive deeper into who you are. And that's all I'm going to say for now. But listen, amiga, I want you to really think about what I just shared. And I know it sounded like I was doing a whole movie review. I wasn't. I had to get to the point. I just want you to understand it's okay. We all have things that we gotta slay. We all have things that we're working on. Everybody doesn't talk about this. We all have things that we have to work on. It is what it is. Don't be ashamed. Okay? Not all of us did things the right way. Not all of us had it easy. And some of us, we don't like to be fake. We don't like to act like we got it all together. But the problem is that we don't want to be judged. We don't want to be exposed. So we fear getting mentored. So we fear going deeper. Because sometimes we expose ourselves, right? We see parts of us and we're like, oh, I don't like that. let me just forget that I ever saw that in myself. I'm being very honest with you here. But I want you to know that it's okay. If you feel exposed right now and triggered, girl, I am sorry, but at the same time, I'm not. That is your subconscious, your spirit, and your higher self telling you that, hey, there's work to be done so you can get to where God's taking you. So, girl, what is your dragon? I want you to journal after this, or later, or whenever you can. Journal through this. What are those things that are holding you back? Those things that when you see them, it might be an external thing. Those things that when you see them, you get anxiety, or you don't want to think about it, or it hurts you. That's your dragon. And until you slay it, until you come face to face, first you got to come face to face, and then you can slay, right? Maybe the thing that hurts you still is the thing you need to work on, right? That's how you slay it. You come face to face, you heal, you slayed it. So, amiga, I pray that this encouraged you. I want you to know you are not alone. You're not alone on this journey of life. We all have struggles and hurdles that we have to work on. We all have mindset work to grow through. It's all good. Nobody has arrived. And if they tell you they have, guess what? They haven't arrived. I want you to know that there is space for you to heal, to work on you, to love yourself, to set healthy boundaries. And if that sounds like something you're ready for, because you have to be ready for it, you desire to reach your next higher self and step into the more and more confidence, I want to invite you to coach with me. I have a 6-week introductory coaching program. It's a package customized just for you, one-on-one coaching. I've added 2 extra weeks, so it's 8 weeks. We do mindset work, healing work, anything pertaining to what you need to work on right now in order to set that foundation that's going to get you to your next chapter or the next goal, the next thing you want to accomplish, whatever that is for you, because everyone's different. I have a 40% off scholarship. I am so happy to offer that to you. If that's something that you're like, I'd love to jump on a call with you, Micaela, I want to do this. Send me a DM on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast so we can chat a little bit more. But other than that, amiga, I love you. I hope that you have an amazing week. And I pray that this episode blessed you. If you haven't yet, please, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. It means so much. And I pray that you have an amazing day. God bless you.
Amiga, did this cafecito chat encourage you and uplift you? Hey girl, if you found value in today's episode, do me a big favor. Share it to your Instagram stories and tag the Fearless Mujer Podcast. You can also share this episode with your amigas and primas by texting them the link. You know what I always say, something powerful happens when we lift each other up. And if you found value in this episode, do me a big favor. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It would mean the world to me, but it would also help me continue to create content that would best support you. All right, amiga, God bless.